listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
Prior to the overturn of Roe v. Wade in the Dobbs decision, there were legislators that told us, well, we would like to protect preborn children, but we're limited by what the courts will allow us to do. And there were individuals in the pro-life, pro-family community and organizations that have a reputation of being pro-life and actually raise money based on the premise that they are working to protect every innocent human life. And yet some of those organizations and some of those individuals said, well, we're not going to push to protect every innocent human life at this point because we don't believe that we can win at the Supreme Court. And then we won at the Supreme Court with the Dobbs decision. And the legislators are not advocating and pushing, many of them are not advocating and pushing for the restoration of rights of the preborn children. Our governor in this state says, well, we need to restrict abortion, but he's not actually pushing to protect every innocent human life in the womb. Those pro-life organizations prior to the election last year said, well, some of those organizations said, well, we need to not push for protecting human life right now. What we need to do right now is make sure that Republicans get reelected. Really? So we're actually, as a pro-life organization, not supposed to actually work to protect every innocent human life. Our job is to reelect Republicans. Well, I don't believe that that's accurate. I believe that what we should do as pro-life Christians, as pro-life citizens, and pro-life organizations need to be working to restore the legal protection to every innocent human being, including the preborn children in the womb, need to be considered persons and need to have the same rights that you and I have. And then Republicans won by a landslide in the general election. And now some of those organizations are saying, well, now is not the right time to move on this. We really need to sit back. We need to wait. And we don't believe, they're saying that they don't believe that we can win at the ballot box, that we can't get 60% support to protect every innocent human life. One legislator who claims to be pro-life actually not only said that he wants to see that we could actually get 60% at the ballot box, but he also said that he wants to actually see not only that we can get 60% at the ballot box, that there's an organization that has millions of dollars in the bank ready to fund the advertising necessary to pass such a pro-life amendment to protect every innocent human life. And so we looked at what the Bible says about what we should do. And last week we started looking at what the Bible, whether those conditions or whether those commands of God are conditional based on whether we believe that we could succeed. Does God say, rescue those unjustly sentenced to death if you believe in the polling numbers show that you will win at the ballot box, or if you have an organization that has millions of dollars in the bank? And we looked last week at Psalm 82, where God stands in the congregation of the mighty and judges among the gods. How long will you judge unjustly? How and show partiality to the wicked? And Selah, Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Free them from the hand of the wicked. And nowhere in this passage, in the entire chapter, and in fact in the entire Bible, does God say, base what you do on your likelihood of success. God calls us to be obedient. He calls us to defend the fatherless, to defend the poor, to defend the needy. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program of Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. It's February and love is in the air, but will it last? Love that is based on looks, pleasure, fun, good times, wealth, health, etc. won't last. Godly love, though, isn't based on circumstances. Godly love involves an act of the will. Children and families in America desperately need for husbands and wives to commit to love one another as Christ has loved them. With God's help, you can love your spouse until death do you part. Welcome back to a Faster PC live support. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Well, you don't have to wait any longer. Get excited. This time, this is exciting. We're actually going to be helping people resolve their computer problems. We may help you resolve your computer problems. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can head over to our Facebook or YouTube video. Either go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Go to YouTube. YouTube channel is kind of new, and we don't have as many likes over there, but get over there, and you can watch the show there as well. Or you can head to our website, afasterpc.com. We have links to both our Facebook page and our YouTube channel where you can watch this show in its entirety. And you know what? If you're driving down the road, you're doing other things, you're not able to watch right now, you'll be able to watch the show in its entirety at your convenience after the show is over. So, you know, but if you have a computer question, if you have a computer problem, if something's not working, now is your chance to get your problem solved for free. Give us a call, 772-340-1590, and let's see whether we can help you on this show resolve your computer problem. Also, we do have technicians that are standing by in the shop ready to resolve computer problems, and we'll be there today until 2, but you don't have to wait until then. Remember, computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems.
You need a Faster PC.
That's right. We are back, ready to answer your questions, ready to help you resolve your computer and technology problems as well. Hey, this is what we do here at A Faster PC. It's what we do here at a Faster PC live technical support as well. And tomorrow is the big game, the Super Bowl, and if you missed or if you want to watch the Super Bowl and you don't have cable TV, you want to make sure that you watch last week's show. You can do that at our Facebook page and our YouTube channel. We actually went over how to watch it, various ways that you can watch it using an antenna, also signing up for a streaming service, even using even signing up as a trial. I have known people that have signed up and even canceled afterward. Of course, the people, the streaming service providers are hoping that you'll like their service and stay with it, stick with it, and be able to utilize the service throughout the rest of the year. So, but that's something that you can definitely, that's one option, but you can watch those videos. You can see how to do it. The good thing is, if you don't have cable TV and you want to watch, it's very easy to pick up Fox, and Fox is the broadcaster of this year's Super Bowl. So definitely go and watch that last week's video so you can see how you can actually watch the video. And you know what? You know, watch the Super Bowl. And you know what? If you are out there and you're paying money for cable TV and you're saying, wow, you know, a lot of our customers tell us, wow, you know, the bills just go up and up and up and up. And sometimes they do. So, you know, if you're out there thinking, wow, you know, I really would like to cut this bill down, well, you might want to watch that show last week as well to learn certain ways that you can actually cut that cord, the cable cord, and reduce your expenses. Now, one thing you do need to know, if you are going to cut the cord and you're going to use a streaming service for television, you will still need to have internet. You have to have internet. And you can have internet through different ways. You can have it through through cable TV, through Comcast or Xfinity. You can have it through your AT&T. You can also have it through satellite, including some of our customers actually have now recently been able to, some of the ones that are west of town that formerly, well, they're not in an area where they can get Comcast or AT&T, which, by the way, if you can get one of those two or both of those two, you're in a really good situation. But there are people that are west of town that live in a more rural area that can't get those services. Or if they can get the services, the speeds are very slow. So in some of those areas, what the customers have done is they've actually signed up for Florida Broadband, which is internet over UHF. And some of them have also recently signed up with Starlink, Elon Musk's internet service. And one of the things, if you watch the lifts or the launches that go off from the Cape, my wife is a big fan of those, and she knows when they're happening, and she's watching it on the phone, and we go out quite often and watch, and boy, you get some really good views. Well, some of those launches are actually launching satellites that are used in the Starlink system. So they're actually these satellites are orbiting the Earth and providing internet, and the idea is to be able to provide the internet to the entire world. But we're seeing people in certain areas in our listening area that can't get these lower costs, and really you know with AT&T and Comcast, you know, if you're in a normal area, you might not think it's lower cost, but compared to cable, you can get a higher speed at a lower cost with either AT&T or Comcast Xfinity. But the people are really have been really thrilled with getting it. Now, one of the things that's interesting is, and we've talked about this a little bit, is AT&T Fiber. This is something that they're doing. Now, Fiber stands for fiber optics, and you may have seen in your neighborhood AT&T digging up near the road and actually laying fiber, and they're actually making it available so that they can actually get fiber optics to your house. And in some areas, we've seen this in the Torino area. We've talked to several customers in the Torino area who have actually signed up with this. The speeds are significantly faster than what has been available in the past, and especially the upload speed. So you have with your internet, you have a download speed and you have an upload speed. So the download speed is how quickly you can get information into your computer from another location. Like if you're streaming television, you'll actually be, that's your download speed there. But if you're doing something like I'm doing right now, where I'm streaming a show, and I'm connecting via Zoom to two different stations through Zoom, and also streaming the video over to Facebook and YouTube simultaneously, that's using upload. Also, voice over IP phone service uses upload speed. So your upload speed is important as well. And with fiber, the upload is the big advantage. You get a huge upload versus Comcast. Comcast, you typically are going to get anywhere on 2 megabits per second on the low end up to 20 megabits per second on the high end. But quite a few, you know, we have one customer, St. James Golf Club HOA, we do their office, we do their IT work, and Bluestream actually laid out fiber in throughout the entire neighborhood. And everyone there, as a part of their base package, gets 200 megabits down, that's the download speed, and 50 megabits upload speed. So significantly faster than what Comcast can provide. What's interesting, though, is that AT&T is advertising fiber in certain areas where they haven't yet laid the lines, including in my neighborhood. We got a postcard for AT&T fiber that we could sign up for AT&T fiber. The problem is they haven't installed AT&T fiber. Certainly they can connect you to the copper phone lines and tell you that it's fiber. They can even run maybe a fiber optic cable from the copper phone line to your house and tell you that that's fiber. But that doesn't make it fiber. Really, what needs to happen for you to have fiber is you need to actually have the fiber run on the road. They actually have to lay the fiber there. To have true fiber, you need to have fiber coming to the road and then another fiber connection that runs from that to your house. And so this is something they're advertising something that they actually can't provide in some areas. Now, the one customer that we had in the Torino area, they had seen AT&T dig up near the road. I did see a post from someone in Southwest PSL that switched to AT&T fiber and actually said that it was completely trash, that it was very unstable and terrible, and that he is canceling it and going back to what he previously had, which probably is Comcast Xfinity. So, you know, sometimes when you have a new installation, yeah, the bugs have to be worked out of it. It's not going to be quite as stable right at the beginning as it will be later.
You're listening to a Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com, click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions, and we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie. And on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to a Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to a Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page. Or you can go to Facebook, search for a Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit, you'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
We are back, ready to answer your questions, ready to help you answer your computer and technical support questions, as well as resolving your technical and computer problems as well. That's what we do here on A Faster PC Live Technical Support, and it's what we do here at A Faster PC on a day-in, day-out basis. Now, I want to ask you a question here. What would you do if, let's say, you woke up this morning and you realized, or maybe you went out to eat, you came back, and your home computer was stolen? Or maybe you left the office one day and came back and someone broke in overnight and stole your computer, or maybe all of your computers. And
And maybe they took your backup also because your backup was right where your computer was. Or what if you had fire that actually damaged your computer and your backup? Or what if you had sabotage? Maybe someone got mad at you, maybe an employee or maybe even a family member or someone that you know got mad at you and purposely damaged your computer and your backup. What if you're tricked into opening up a link and that link actually starts encrypting data on your computer? And because your hard drive, your backup hard drive, is connected to your computer, the data on the backup hard drive is also encrypted. And your backups are deleted by the hackers that are in your computer encrypting your data. What if, in fact, the hackers actually also get your data and threaten to release it on the dark web? Well, certainly, these are all could all be very scary situations. The problem is they're not, even though you might say that a lot of them are remote, they're really not as remote as you would think. We've had customers that have had their computer and their backup stolen. We've had customers that have had their computer and their backup destroyed by fire. And we've had customers that have had their computer and their backup damaged by malicious activity or someone that actually was doing that on purpose. And that happens quite often in a company if an employee, is terminated and they're not terminated properly so that they don't have access to the computer systems and the backup systems ahead of time. Sometimes things can get a little bit dicey and people can do things that maybe they would later regret doing, but that will damage your data. It could definitely happen at a home as well. And clicking on a link and having your data compromised, having your data encrypted, opening up an attachment, I mean, these are things that we see on a fairly regular basis where people open up something that they shouldn't open up or click on a link that they shouldn't click on or call a number and allow a scammer into their computer and then a lot of times into their bank account. And these situations can be very tricky and very, very difficult and something that you want to definitely protect yourself from. What would happen if you actually go to open up a file that you created? Maybe something you've been working on quite a bit. Maybe it's a paper for school, or maybe it's a proposal for a client, or maybe it's a resume, or maybe it's a book that you're working on for your family history. It could be anything really. What if you go to open that and you realize that you made a mistake the last time you were in there and you actually saved the file and now you have that mistake there? By the way, that's probably more likely to happen than any other thing that we've mentioned, but those other things do happen. But still, it's very likely, I make mistakes with files. And I'm very cautious, but I still make mistakes with files. So if you're out there and, you've ever made a mistake with a file, well, what would you do in that circumstance? Well, there's a solution out there, and we have solutions that can help protect your data in all of these situations. And some of them you might say, well, that'll never happen to me. Well, are you sure it'll never happen to you? Certainly you hope it would never happen to you. But, certain things in life we have to prepare in case they happen, just in case. I mean, it's not likely that you'll die, yet there are thousands and, maybe hundreds of thousands of people that will die today. And there are certainly people that get in accidents and we didn't even talk about accidents. We've had customers that have their computer in their car and their car is hit and the computer is damaged, or maybe the computer is stolen because, you know, it's a laptop and they're traveling with it, and they take their eye off of it, you know, and it's gone. Well, there are ways that you can actually protect your data. We actually got a call this week from a customer of ours who does taxes. If you know anything about accountants this time of the year, especially ones that do taxes, this is the time of the year where they do not have any downtime. There's no room for error. They need to be on their computer, and many of them are working 12 hours a day or longer. And there's certainly some times of the year where they can probably go golfing or go fishing or something like that some days. But this is not one of those times of the year. And so this customer, he has two different backup drives, and they're kind of small, and they were full. And he said, what can we do? Can we get a bigger drive? And I said, well, we can definitely get a bigger drive. You know, and then I started talking to him about some of the scenarios. How do you protect yourself? You know, do you have multiple drives? Are you going to swap these out? Because, you know, you can have external hard drives that you use to back up your data. Now, to do that, you can actually run a script that happens, you know, but that's, again, dependent on you doing it, or you can actually have that script run automatically. We can configure that. We can configure a script that backs up your data. And, you know, but again, there's a certain amount of human interaction that's necessary, especially if you're going to protect against fire theft, sabotage, ransomware, infections. If you're going to protect against you doing something to your data, making a mistake, or if you're going to protect against malicious activity, you want to have a copy of your data off-site. So you need to have multiple hard drives, and you need to swap them out. And that's the part that's dependent on you doing what you want. And typically, even the best intended people don't do things as efficiently and as effectively and as regularly as they should do them. So really, you know, I started talking to him about, well, you know, you really should have two or three, and you should have one, you know, maybe keep one in a fire safe, keep one in the trunk of your car, so that, you know, or at a relative's house, or maybe you have a bank safety deposit box, you know, a place that's safe, but you're going to want to rotate these out. But that rotating them out is the thing that protects you. And then you're looking at losing some data. Because if you're rotating them out once a week, you could potentially be losing 2 weeks worth of data, maybe even three if you go back to that to that third drive. Well, you know, how do you protect against this? Well, so I started talking to this customer. I said another solution is we do have a managed backup plan. And with a managed backup plan, you're actually going to have a drive locally that's going to be used as cache that is going to make the restoration more quick if necessary. But it's also going to use cloud backup. And the customer said, well, you know, cloud backup, I'm not really sure about that. I don't know anything about cloud backup, and I haven't been comfortable with cloud backup. And I can certainly understand not being comfortable with cloud backup, because you're trusting someone else to keep your data and to store your data and to keep it safe. So I started explaining to him, though, some of the safeguards that we have in place, where we actually have multi-factor authentication. And what multi-factor authentication means is that, first of all, I log in with a username and a password, and that password is complex. I then am still not able to get into the system, because I then have to open up an app on my phone that generates a code that I enter into the web browser that allows me to get into the system. So to get into the system, someone would have to know my username and my password and have access to my phone and know how to get into my phone to get to the location where this code is generated. And additionally, the backup itself is protected with a password. And that's a complex password. It's one that we choose. The backup provider doesn't know it. A hacker that might be able, if a hacker were to knock me off and get access to my password and get access to my phone and were to get into the account, the hacker would still not have access to the password. So you know, when I explained all of this to him, he said, yeah, let's do it. And you know what? It didn't cost him any downtime. So we were able to log in after hours and get the software installed on his computer, get it configured. His computer is making that first backup. After that, it's going to be backing up every 4 hours. If he makes a change to a file today and tomorrow realizes he made a mistake and wants to go back to the previous version, we'll be able to do that with this service. If he were to have fire that were to destroy his computer and his backup, we'd be able to go back and restore. The most he would lose would be 4 hours worth of work. That's amazing to be able to get you back up with that little amount we can reduce that time, by the way. We can reduce it to every 15 minutes that it's backing up if you really want it to happen that way. But right now it's doing every 4 hours after the initial backup. If he has someone that gets angry with him and purposely damages his computer in his backup, well, we're still going to be able to recover things. If he's tricked into clicking on a link and ransomware happens and his data is encrypted, well, you know, he might lose a week, he might lose 2 weeks, because the ransom, you know, the encryption typically has been on the computer for at least a week. But we'll be able to go back to a point prior to the encryption and we'll be able to restore and retrieve all of his data without any loss. So, and again, this customer didn't have any downtime at one of the busiest times of the year for him and his business, didn't have any downtime. We do have a larger drive on the way that'll be here Monday for a local cache. It'll just make restoration of the restoration process more quick, or more, you know, go more quickly if necessary. And hopefully you have backups and don't need them. But if you do need them, it's good to have them. And it is something that most of our customers at some point in time have some loss of data, either through hard drive failure. That's one thing we didn't talk about. Hard drives do fail. Even SSD drives fail occasionally. And you want to have a backup. You want to have a good backup system. And, you know, you want to have a system in place that takes the human interaction out of it. You don't have to do anything to make sure this works. And we're going to be monitoring this system for him. And if there's any problems, we'll let him know. We'll correct those problems and make sure that everything is working. If you're interested in this, well, our number is 772-878-5978.
You're listening to A Faster PC Radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website of fasterpc.com, and we have a link there that says listen to A Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions. So ask them. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 Monday through Friday and 9-2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to A Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
Yes, you do. We are back for the final segment of today's show, ready to help you answer your questions, ready to help you resolve your computer problems. So what we're looking at here is just you know, when we were just talking about cloud backup and different solutions, you know, I want to just explain some of the terms. You know, we try to explain terms. So cloud, when you hear the term cloud, what that is talking about is a server that is on the internet, that is, you know, away from your house or away from your business, away from your office, that actually you're accessing. And there are many types of cloud service and cloud backup, and And you can actually, we do have, by the way, cloud backup where you can backup just your files. The cloud backup that we just installed for our customer that I was just talking about in the last segment, that cloud backup is not only going to protect the files, but it also is going to protect the actual image. We can actually restore the entire computer. So, you know, if that computer were to go down, we could actually, if the drive were to die, we could actually replace the drive and restore an image from the backup to actually restore that system and get it back up and running just like it was before. There's a good chance with current operating systems such as Windows 10 and Windows 11 that we could actually even go to a different computer. If the entire computer is stolen, if the entire computer is destroyed, we could even go to a different computer and restore that backup. And in most cases, we can get that system up and running. Moreover, we actually have an option where you can actually use the system in a virtual mode. You can actually use the system virtually, and you can actually log in on the backup service provider's server and use the system that way until you actually have a replacement computer, and you know that way you really don't have the downtime that you would have, you know, with maybe in today's world. Sometimes it takes a little bit of time to get a replacement computer. It's not quite as quick as it would be otherwise, you know, as it would have been a few years ago. Even a few years ago, supply was starting to get a little bit tight before COVID. But especially after COVID, you know, you can go and get a computer, but is it going to be a computer that's going to meet your needs? Well, you know, you want to have a computer that's going to meet your needs. And so, but we also have solutions that where you can back up just your data. And your data really is the most important thing. Certainly, you know, especially if you have a lot of configuration, if you're a business, you have various programs and there's configuration and a network involved and you have network printers and you have scanning and all of this, it can be difficult to actually get that and get that all configured. It can take some time. I can tell you, I know I replaced my computer. You guys know this if you've listened to this show in the last few months. I replaced my computer. And when, you know, there are programs that I still don't have installed on my computer, and it's taking me literally hours and hours and hours and hours and hours to get the system ready for me to use. So, you know, there's an added benefit to actually protecting not just the files but also the image. But for some people, they're not using a lot of things that are complex. And so, you know, to do a clean install of Windows and to reinstall the programs, reconnect to your wireless network, reinstall the printer, do the various things like that, it doesn't necessarily take quite as long as it would for, you know, a business or an office where things are very complex and you have a lot of configuration in there that is necessary. So, you know, for those types of backups, maybe all you need is your files to be backed up. Well, we have solutions where we can help you back up your files. And again, some of those are cloud-based and some of them are local-based. So when we're talking about cloud, what we're talking about, again, is a server. Just think about, you know, when you go outside and you look up and you see the clouds, they're up above you. So your computer is local and the cloud is on the internet. It could be Microsoft server that's providing the cloud storage. It could be could be Amazon that's providing the storage, or Google that's providing the storage, or Apple that's providing the storage. In fact, some of these companies, like Apple, actually uses Amazon to provide a lot of their cloud storage. You have other service providers that provide cloud storage, and you can pay a monthly fee for this cloud storage. A lot of these service providers are bundling things, like Microsoft has Microsoft 365, and they have a version for personal, they have a version for a home, they have multiple versions for businesses and organizations. And you know, you get more with the business service than you get with the home service. And of course, the home service really isn't licensed for business use. But you know, we know that some people are using it in their business, but it's not really licensed for business use. But you're getting not just cloud backup, but you're also getting access to their Microsoft Office server, Office software, and then you have Google, which provides backup, and they provide access to their software. Now, their software you can get for free anyway, but the big thing that you're getting with Google when you pay for additional cloud storage is you're getting more storage space. And they also, on the business side, they do have email. They do have an email server where you can actually pay a little bit extra and get the Google email service, providing that more robust email for your business, for your domain. So a lot of times you're getting bundles. You can pay this much money and you can get a little bit of extra storage, or you can pay this much money, and like for Microsoft, you can pay for additional storage on OneDrive. And by the way, OneDrive is one of the solutions that we are configuring people with. If people just want to be able to back up their data and don't need to be able to back up the image of their computer, or maybe they're making image backups of their computer where they can totally restore not just the data but also the operating system, well, what we're actually looking at is being able to with Microsoft 365 to back up the data on the computer, what's on the desktop, what's in the documents, what's in the downloads folder, what's in the pictures folder, what's in the videos folder. You know, think about your pictures. If you lose your pictures and you don't have access to those pictures anymore, any other place, you're never going to get those back. And, you know, with a picture, it's there's memories involved there. And you know, I know when our kids were growing up, you know, even if you have a puppy or a kitten, you know, you kind of forget what they used to look like. They change so fast. And people change fast. We don't realize and remember what we even looked like unless we look at a picture. The picture reminds us of what we used to look like, even what we used to look like when we were kids. And the pictures that we have today are so many more pictures today because we can take them digitally and they can be shared. Well, it's important to back that up. So we can configure that to where it's backed up to OneDrive. And if you have only a little bit of data, you know, something that will fit in 5 gigabytes, Microsoft gives you that for free. You can also pay a little bit extra, $20 a year, for a consumer, and you can get the added, I think it's 100 gigabytes that you go up to, or you can go up to the Microsoft Personal, Microsoft Home, or Microsoft Business, where you get 1 terabyte. They even have one type of backup, and I actually have this on my computer. It's one class of their business software, where you actually can get unlimited cloud storage, and so you can go beyond that 1 terabyte. Now, most people don't need that much. Most people, you know, most people, their entire computer has less than 100 gigabytes. I'm not just talking about the data. I'm talking about the entire operating system, all the programs installed, less than 100 gigabytes. And by the way, when we're talking about one terabyte, there's 1,000 gigabytes in a terabyte. So this is really the metric system. And just to give you an idea of that, there's 1,000 megabytes in a gigabyte. And if you're looking at a picture, that picture, depending on the quality of that picture could be anywhere from half a megabyte or even a little bit less up to 5 or 10 megabytes. And some photos could be even more than that. But typically off of a typical camera, you might have, or a typical phone, you might have a picture that's one and a half megabytes. You know, if you're doing high-end photography, definitely you can get even more. They can take up more room on your computer. But really, we do have solutions where we can back up just the data on your computer. And some people that we do have images of their system, we also, as an added redundancy, are doing OneDrive to actually, so that they'll have a copy of their data in the cloud as well, so that they don't have to worry, really about having their data. You want to have your data in multiple locations. You want it to be secure. And by the way, with Microsoft OneDrive, you can protect your data with multi-factor authentication. This is something we would recommend that you do, because you don't want the wrong person to get access, and you want to use a secure, strong password as well. You don't want to use something that people can guess easily. Even if you don't think there's anything worth protecting with your data, believe me, there is. You want to protect your data. You want to protect your email. You want to protect the things that you have, that you treasure. And we actually do help people and businesses do this. And if you're interested in this, our number is 772-878-5978. We can talk to you about this. We can help you. And we're coming to the show, but if you've missed any part of this show or just want to listen to it again or watch it again, because you can do that at our Facebook page and YouTube channel. You can not only hear the show but also see the show. And when we've described and shown you how to resolve computer problems, you can actually see that and watch it over and over again at our Facebook page or our YouTube channel. You can get there by going to our website at fasterpc.com and clicking on the links. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5. And next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO.
The title to tomorrow's sermon is, Now is the Time to Restore the Rights of Preborn Children, Part 4.
You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com. or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You can find a Faster PC's Facebook page and YouTube channel by searching for a Faster PC on Facebook and YouTube, or by going to our website and clicking on the links. While there, you can actually watch the show, not only hear the show, but also watch the show and see the steps that we go through to actually resolve computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 on the east side of US 1, just north of Rio Mar. We're also on the web at www.afasterpc.com. Again, that's afasterpc.com. And you can reach us at 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
Don't you know about the Faster PC?
Solves computer problems. It's February and love is in the air, but will it last? Love that is based on looks, pleasure, fun, good times, wealth, health, etc. won't last.
Godly love, though, isn't based on circumstances. Godly love involves an act of the will. Children and families in America desperately need for husbands and wives to commit to love one another as Christ has loved them. With God's help, you can love your spouse.